Episode 938, Go the Extra Mile.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're enjoying your weekend. Today is Relationship Builders, and we're going to be talking about marriage and what you need to do to begin to build a stronger foundation. We've been working on this for over a couple months now. And eventually we're going to change it up a little bit more, but I still want to build on this. So you're going to want to stay tuned. It's a good one. I think you will enjoy it. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Today is a great day. And I think every day you can wake up feeling great, but some days feel better than others. They just do. You're on fire. In a marriage, though, if you are really wanting to grow your relationship, you must be willing to go the extra mile. And it's not just when it's convenient to you. Let's go back to dating. Both of you, during your dating period of time, you worked very, very hard to put the other one first. For example, you were always curious about the other person's dreams. Think about it. What do you want to do? Maybe you met in college. What do you want to do when you grow up? What do you see yourself becoming? What's that job out there that you want to do? What's your dream house? You begin to ask these questions that are very probing. You want to go deeper. You want to learn more about them, not just, oh, you're cute and you look really good in that jacket and those jeans, they fit you really nice. I know. You know what I'm talking about, right? So you sit there and you ask these questions and you wait for the answer. You don't sit there and try to interject anything. You're just quiet and you wait for a response. You know, you're always curious about their days. Maybe, you know, if you met in college or you met even at a bar or at a church, you get back together in the next couple days for a date or just to hang out. And you're like, so what did you do yesterday? And you want to know every single thing, especially if you're a woman, right? We want to know every single detail. Guys, you're like, give me the quick rundown. But you know what, guys? You actually listen more than you do in your marriage after you say we do. Seriously, you do. And it's because we get comfortable after marriage. Let me give you some other examples of during the dating period, during that really honeymoon, trying to get to know each other. You want to know what they're thinking. What are your thoughts? I mean, you'll even go as deep as political views. What are your religious beliefs? What are your traditions in your family? Maybe you'll go and you'll meet the family and you go visit them on Thanksgiving and they have these special, you know, whatever rituals that they do. Maybe they, like for our family, it's a big deal for us when we come together as a large family, even as just like my mom and sister and brother and their you know, extended families that way. We all stand in a big circle. We hold hands and we sing a hymn. And it's something we have done for years upon years upon years. And then the head of the household will say the prayer to bless the food and our time together and all of this. And sometimes we'll go around the circle and we'll say what we're thankful for. We'll interject, you know, something regarding gratitude or love. And it's awesome. That's kind of a ritual that we have that we do that we enjoy when we come together. And yeah, it's somewhat expected. Well, you want to know these things, right? So you're curious. You ask all these questions. You're like, yeah, that was really awesome. We never had that. I never had that growing up. And then it's like, what? It draws you in more, right? You're like, I want to be more a part of your life than before. There's something about it. They, you know, you are curious about their interests. What do you like to do? Your hobbies. What makes you smile? Well, you love videos. You're a gamer. You're, you know, you love to play golf. You love to run or, you know, fitness is a big thing. What is it? What are their interests? You want to know more than just the textbook surface level. This is what it is. And when you date, you dive deeper into that. You go the extra mile. But after saying I do, or like I like to say it, we do, something shifts. We begin to let our selfish side show again. You know, it's all about the, I'll do this, but you need to do this for me too. I'm willing to give this much, but you've got to be willing to go this much for me. And what happens is, everything begins pointing back to you. were dating, it wasn't like that. It was all about your partner, soon to be your fiance, soon to be spouse. You've turned the corner to, what about me? And that's not a good street to be driving on. And it begins to wear on a marriage. It begins to wear on a relationship. Even if you're not married, I want you to think about this. Maybe you've been dating for 2 or 3 or 4 years. You can get this comfortable in just your dating period going like, well, you know, I've shown enough interest. Now it's about me. What do I want from this? What is he going to give me? What is she going to do for me? But instead, you must be willing to go the extra mile. Speaking of miles, I get to see my hubby after a month apart, and I'm so excited. And this trip is going to be a really, really long one. I can't take it in my comfy vehicle with everything nicely loaded with lots of leg room and, you know, where I could be able to take my 3 youngest ones. No. I'm shoving everything into a very, very small car that could actually fit into my big SUV. Because, of course, my son hasn't had an accident. And so I have a rental. He can't drive the rental. And so this is what I have. And I really don't like making road trips with a small vehicle. I'm a big girl vehicle. I like my big vehicles. I mean, I took my driver's test to get my license on a custom van. The guy was like, no, you're kidding me, right? You want to take your driver's test in that? I said, yes, sir. Yeah, so big has always been a part of my life when it comes to vehicles. And so since, you know, we're up north here and my husband's down south and we haven't sold our house, we're now commuting between states, and there's lots of states and lots of miles. Talk about going the extra mile. I'm really going the extra mile on this one because I don't want to drive this little car. And I can only take 2 of my 3 youngest, and the 2 boys are going to be squished on the way down. And we've got like a 12-hour drive. It's not just like 3, 4, 5 hours. It's a long drive ahead. Now, what's at the end, I look forward to. But all the stuff in between, the packing of it, getting it all ready, I don't like it. But you see, if I want my marriage to grow, if I want to be able to serve him the way God intends me to serve my husband, and he intends you to serve your spouse, you got to do this. You got to go the extra mile. It's not just about you. So what does that look like in real life? If you want to go the extra mile, you know, how can you put it into practice? Here is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. You have to utilize the sacrificial love beacon. Now, I know it sounds a little bit strange, right? It's like, well, were we back into like the 60s, like peace out and all of this? You're just, you know, putting up this flare that says, woohoo, sacrificial love beacon, peace out, woo, yes, we love this. Okay, maybe to that degree a little bit. But I want you to think about it this way. Your sacrificial love beacon, it all comes from a place of unconditional love. That's how Jesus Christ serves you. And he expects you to serve your partner, your spouse, your loved ones, your friends, even your enemies. And that's hard to do because of our human beingness, so to speak. Yeah, it's all about me. Are you driving that road right now called What About Me? Is that the road that you've been treading for, you know, years? That can build bitterness in your marriage, in your relationship. And honestly, a lot of us don't think we're doing it. But we have to be on the watch. And that's why it's important to understand this sacrificial love beacon. And what I mean by this is that it's the lighthouse in your marriage. It's that lighthouse that says, you know what? Don't forget. Don't forget. We're here building a foundation, and you can't build a marriage without a sacrificial love beacon. You've got to be willing to go the extra mile. Serve even when you're not being served. Now, understand this. That doesn't mean that you sacrifice your me time. 2 things here. You don't sacrifice your me time, and you don't use this as an excuse to sacrifice your me time. That's a double whammy. And I see women especially doing it all the time. They try to put their kids first, and then they're like, well, but I got to take care of my husband too, and I'm taking care of the family, so I have no time for me. Ultimately, I know I've been there. I did that. It's an excuse. Get over it. And I'm saying that out of love. Because if you don't get over that, you're not going to have the sacrificial love beacon shining bright. And on top of that, you're going to lose yourself in the midst of the storm. Because when the hurricane hits, when the tornado comes around, you are not going to be strong enough yourself. So therefore, you're definitely not going to be strong enough as a couple. So it's important here. So please understand that I'm not saying it's just about your partner. No, you still have to put yourself first. You still have to prioritize. But guess what? That means you have to build flexibility in your days. And we're going to talk about this later on how to build your days around having this family, this lifestyle. It's a lifestyle that we're building here at Create Your Now. It's not just, oh, it's a routine I do and that's it for 20 minutes and I'm done. No, it's not. We're not talking about an aerobics routine. We're talking about a lifestyle. There is a huge difference. If you want help with this, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a complimentary coaching call. I would love to come beside you and help you. Relationships are rough. They're tough. I know. I deal with my clients on this all the time. I have gone through it. I've had counseling with it. With two amazing counselors, I have grown, and it's amazing the strategies that we can come to together to formulate tools that you can use in your daily life. So click on that link, take aim. Ultimately, today, I want you to really think about how you can go the extra mile in your day-to-day. Keep that sacrificial love shining bright, because remember, it is the lighthouse in your marriage. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.